Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
I am so excited to have Brooke Benscooter in studio as a participating person because Brooke usually brings me all kinds of very interesting and enlightened guests for the Business News Hour, but she kind of steps aside and into the background because she's not really part of that, but she's part of this, and so we get to talk with her and Jocelyn Hayek, who is also with us, and we're going to talk about who these folks are and what they're doing here in just a moment. Jocelyn, welcome. Good to have
you
here.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
You know our good friend, Teresa Greenfield?
I certainly do.
Yeah, all right. Very nice. And Brooke, welcome again.
Yes,
so nice to see you.
It's nice to be on this side of the microphone.
It is. Well, it's and you do it so well, by the way.
And this is such a great event, so I appreciate you having us on.
Oh, of course. No, this is going on next week, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so let's set this up. This is a seminar. It's a series of seminars, actually, and ideas built around negotiation skills, particularly for women. Is that correct?
That is correct. We are targeting women and developing their skills around negotiation and just overall professional development.
And when is this event, Brooke?
It's November 3rd.
Okay, so starting Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Right, Thursday. Yeah. And it's a week from today. And it starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Windsor Heights Community Center.
The Community Center. Yeah, but it's a great location, by the way, too. So who can come to this event? And we're going to get into the details of the event in just a moment, but who can come?
Anyone is truly welcome. We do have it open to the public. It is being hosted by four women-led organizations, and we'll go into detail with that in a moment. But we want any professional women that want to grow their skills and knowledge around negotiation and just thoughtful perspectives and addressing those skills to
better themselves, really. And to get what they want, right?
That's correct.
It is kind of the underlying issue here. Now, with regard to women and negotiations, what is sometimes impediments for successful negotiations when women get involved? What do you think are some of the things that may maybe impede a successful negotiation from a woman? Any idea?
Well, traditionally, women just don't ask for what they want. Ah. We're not really very good at it. We're not wired that way. We're not brought up that way. It's getting better. We have a long ways to go. But often the other part of it is that people feel a negotiation has to be somebody wins and somebody loses. And what we're going to talk about at this event is the fact that really it's about learning how to collaborate with other people and make everything a win-win situation.
Got it. How did this whole thing come to being?
Well, it goes back to a benchmark study that Crew Network did, which is women in commercial real estate. Mm-hmm. And that was done in 2015. And what the results showed were some very positive results. One being that there are more women in leadership roles today than there were 5 years ago. Women feel more satisfied with their career successes. But what remained on the flip side was there is still a significant gap in the salaries between men
Absolutely
and women.
Yeah.
And and this was specific to the commercial real estate industry, but this crosses all industries.
Well, 77 cents on the dollar, I think, is what the nominal figure is right now.
Just about. So 23%, what they found was 23% of the average commercial real estate professional woman was making less 23% less, than the man.
Yeah.
And then in leadership roles, man versus woman, it was actually 30% difference in their annual salary. So what then occurred was the women of the Iowa chapter of CREW, it kind of lit a fire under them.
Yeah, and I so imagine. Don't play with my money, kids.
Yeah, that's right. And so they engaged a few other organizations here, Iowa Women in Architecture, Polk County Women Attorneys, and the Nexus Group, and asked them if they would be interested in engaging their women to begin to try to combat this gap and understand it better. Why is this occurring? And what can we do to empower ourselves?
Got it. You know, we had an interesting story on a couple of weeks ago about this very fact. And that's why those percentages are top of mind with me. But one of the things that has been suggested is that wages for women continue to be tamped down oftentimes because when people say, all right, what did you make at your last job? You're already below everything else. So you've set a ceiling or a floor there, mm-hmm. and it just can't get above that.
That's correct. And one of the other underlying results that came out of this was that women typically don't challenge the other person and negotiate or fight for what they feel that they deserve. And secondly, when they do negotiate, they typically are negotiating for 30% less than a man would negotiate for. Yes.
And over a lifetime.
And over a lifetime. Actually, Brooke can share a wonderful statistic.
Go.
It costs women $1 million.
Yes.
Over a lifetime.
Of earnings, it costs.
The inability to negotiate properly or effectively, that's a better word, with regard to salaries, jobs, having an opportunity for career advancement, whatever it happens to be, can have such a major negative impact on the earning power of women.
Wow. Yes, that's correct. And so we recognize that we might be tripping over ourselves, and that might be part of the reason why women are making anywhere between 23 and 30% less than their male counterpart. And then that's also why the topic of negotiation became our focus topic for this workshop. And then engaging Brooke was that statistic she just shared about $1 million less was what snagged me a couple of years ago when I heard her speak. And I thought immediately, this is who we need to bring in to speak to our groups and to women professionals.
And so along with sharing this information, Brooke, you know, some tools to how to better negotiate and get what it is that you want. You've got some other folks that are going to share some experiences that they've had on this topic, correct?
Yeah, I'm really excited because each one of the sponsoring groups has selected one of their members that they really look to as negotiation savvy or experienced.
Yeah.
And so those people in the second half of the session are going to share what's worked for them, what their nightmare negotiation might have been. I mean, there's no reason to make the same mistake as somebody else.
Sure, yeah.
Who they learned from, how they learned it, and most of the things that they're going to say dovetail perfectly with what we learn in the workshop. The fact that you need to practice, the fact that you need to not be in it just for you. There has to be it's got to be a two-way street. That's what a negotiation is.
Sure.
And so often we lose that. So I'm looking forward to hearing those stories from these four women who are going to share how they've worked, particularly in the commercial real estate industry and in the law industry, with being able to overcome or rebound from what might have been a bad negotiation.
One of the things that you mentioned, and I think this is interesting, we were talking about commercial real estate and law. And I would suspect, just based on what I know about the legal system and training and those types of things, that women who tend to be attorneys would have had those tools to better understand how to negotiate more effectively. Would that be accurate or inaccurate, you think? What do you think?
I think it goes both ways.
Yeah.
First of all, it depends on the type of law perform or study. But secondly, you know, someone may be a great negotiator in business, but they might not be a great negotiator for themselves. And that's what is also very important. And that's what part of what we're trying to get across here with this workshop.
And some of these groups that you have coming in, we said who now? Okay, the crew.
Mm-hmm. Right. So Women in Commercial Real Estate, which is CREW,
right.
Iowa Women in Architecture, Polk County Attorneys, and the Nexus Group.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting. And this all gets underway next Thursday, a week from today. And how do you get – and we'll have links to – is Eventbrite? Is that
we
how you –
We appreciate that because the link is very long.
Yeah, it is very
yes.
long. I was just looking at it.
We can't say the whole thing, but yikes. It is an Eventbrite.com. Registration.
Right.
And
what's it cost me to go?
It is, if you are a member of one of those four hosting groups, mm-hmm. It is $40. If you are not a member, it is $60 for the time. And it is about an hour and a half workshop that Brooke will be leading. And then about 45 minutes to an hour panel. And Brooke will moderate that. And then we have an hour networking with wine, of course, and some treats. And it'll
wine
give
and
us an opportunity to continue the discussion and network and bring – the great thing about this is that we get to bring these four groups together. And this is a first-time opportunity.
You know, this is one of those – things that I have told many of these groups in the past who have come through here. I said, you know, I really appreciate everybody working on basically the same things, but what would really be nice if you guys could all get your act together and then come together as one major organization or group speaking with one voice, because that would amplify it so much more. And so congrats.
It's much more efficient that way.
Sure. Why have 15 people working on 15 of the same things rather than boom, come together.
And that's some of
right.
these women may end up across the table from each other in future projects. So
yeah,
it's really exciting. I'm hoping that's exactly what happens.
Mm-hmm. And just off the topic of this, but just a question in general. Do some people, strong-willed, strong women, okay, sometimes are intimidating to men? Would you agree?
Well, I'll tell you, just 2 weeks ago, Sheryl Sandberg released her Lean In research that she had done with McKinsey. And the fact is that some women who do try to negotiate and do the very things we're talking about get pushback.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I would say they aren't
pushback
always...
Pushback from other women?
No, from the corporate environment or the
okay.
status quo. Right. And some people have said they paid for it. And so we have a long way to go, kind of a retribution kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you can use data, some of the things we're going to talk about, like using data, understanding where the other person's coming from, understanding what they control and what they don't control. Because a lot of times, for example, you go in and ask for a raise. Well, the corporate pool is 3%. So if you're asking for 15, that person is in a no-win situation.
Sure.
So what other things could you look for?
Yeah.
So I would say we have a long way to go. And yes, there are some women that may come off with their style being aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
But I think sometimes that's also the person who's listening to the...
Who's getting the input.
Right.
Yeah.
How they're receiving it.
How they're receiving it or what their fear might be.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let me tell you, I have seen study after study after study, and I've talked about it on this program for well over 3.5 years, that when you put women in the boardroom, when you put women in charge of things, when you put women in places of governmental influence, things get done. And things get done across the aisle, interestingly enough, if we're going to talk about politics. And it really is amazing to see that. And for some reason, you know, we still have to have these seminars where we can talk about how to become more effective in negotiation skills. And kudos to you guys for doing this. And hopefully you have a huge crowd next Thursday. And lots of people come away with those tools that they'll be able to use in future opportunities. Good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm very proud of these four groups.
Yeah.
I've been working with them since they started talking about it in July, and it's just amazing just to watch the synergy around the steering committee table.
I bet it is, huh? Yeah. Getting things done. Watch out. Here it comes, kids. Thanks so much for coming in and talking about this. We appreciate it. We will share all of this. Of course, if you missed part or any of this particular interview, we will have it up on our radio blog and the podcast page and on iTunes all over the place, and you can find out more about that. We will have links for those tickets as well on the radio blog. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Jocelyn, with the, looks like Jacqueline, you know.
That's
Jocelyn
me.
Hayek. Yeah, okay. And Brooke Benscooter, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, we've got a clear aside. What has happened today on Wall Street? I can tell you that stocks languished a bit today. It wasn't an amazing up or down day. It was just kind of one of those, okay, fine, we're just kind of going through the motions a little bit. But good news is home mortgage financing, that little number dropped again today. Might be time to refi your house. That and more coming up next with the Wall Street Report here on the Business News Hour.
Somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn.